Radio Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The races are on. With the primaries over, the candidates now begin the seven-week stretch to the Massachusetts general election. And it's likely that all eyes will be on the 10th district. That's the only congressional race without an incumbent. That district has traditionally been Democratic, but earlier this year, it voted heavily for Republican Senator Scott Brown. That leads many people to believe the district seat in Congress is up for grabs. The candidates fighting it out are Norfolk County District Attorney Bill Keating, he's the Democrat, and State Representative Jeff Perry, the Republican. And make no mistake, there will be a fight. Here's Keating last night at his election victory.
I believe my opponent has an awful lot to answer for, and I intend to hold him accountable for his action and his inaction.
Keating was referring to an incident that hounded Perry in the Republican primary. In the early 90s, when Perry was a police sergeant in Wareham, one of his officers conducted illegal strip searches of two teenage girls. Last night, in his victory speech, Perry turned his attention on Washington.
If you send Jeff Perry to Washington, I will be part of a wave sweeping across this country that will result in 39 or more Republicans elected who will remove Nancy Pelosi from the speaker's chair.
We're hoping to have State Rep Jeff Perry on the phone later in this hour. But for now, let's go through some of the other races and how they came out yesterday. In the 9th District, incumbent Democrat Steve Lynch defeated former SEIU Regional Political Director Mac D'Alessandro. In the general election, Steve Lynch will face Republican Vernon Harrison, who's a computer technician from Braintree. Representative Barney Frank also trounced his Democratic challenger, while ex-Marine and Brookline businessman Sean Bilat won the Republican primary in that district. And Carlisle resident John Golnick came out on top in a packed race for the Republican ticket in the 4th District. He'll go on to face incumbent Democrat Nikki Tsongas. Tsongas ran uncontested in the Democratic primary, as did the rest of the incumbents in the U.S. House of Representatives. We'll link to more election results on our website, wbur.org/Radio Boston. We're joined by State Representative Jeff Perry. Jeff, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's an exciting day for us here. I'm down in Sandwich right now on Cape Cod at my campaign office, and the energy is just so high, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Great. And first, let me just put out a call to the listeners, because we'd like them to give a call in if they have questions to you. So if you're out there, we have Jeff Perry on the line. He's going to be running for that 10th District Congress seat. If you have questions for him, give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Jeff Perry, you've won the primary, obviously. At this point, of course, you've only faced fellow Republicans, even though it was a tough primary, at least in terms of the issues debated. How is your campaign going to change now that you're facing a Democrat?
Well, it doesn't change too much. We're going to keep talking about the issues that, you know, motivate me to be a candidate for Congress, and those are the issues about getting our government back in line with the values of the people from the 10th Massachusetts and, quite frankly, the people of the United States. And when I say that, I mean health care reform, not what they're doing in Washington, but reducing the cost of health care, not turning our decisions over to the federal government, getting a hard line on illegal immigration. I've certainly been doing that at the State House so people know what I'd like to do in Congress, unconditionally supporting our troops and veterans, getting our tax code in line, getting our deficit in line. And so we're just going to keep talking about the issues. I guess the biggest difference is in the Democrat, in the Republican primary, I should say, when you have four Republicans talking about the same issues, sometimes it's tough to draw the distinction between fellow Republicans. But there's going to be a clear difference between myself and the Democratic nominee and all those issues. And not only those issues, but issues like Cape Wind, when my Democratic opponent and I are on opposite sides of that issue. Issues like the problems of illegal immigration. I've been working on it for 8 years, and I haven't heard my opponent say much on it. So we're going to be having a spirited debate, I'm sure, over the next 7 weeks. We're going to do it in a positive, issues-based way. And I think on November 2nd, the people of this district, which starts up in Quincy, goes down through the South Shore, through Plymouth, and includes all of Cape Cod and the islands, they're going to have a real clear choice about who they want to be the next congressman.
Jeff Perry, you've just mentioned several issues that you believe distinguish you from your opponent. One of them, let's break them down a little bit.
Sure.
One of them was health care. You've said that if elected, you say you're going to vote to repeal national health care, the bill passed earlier this year. Why would you repeal it?
Well, a couple of reasons, and let me tell your listeners something they may not know. Back in 2006, I was one of just two legislators in the entire state to vote against the Massachusetts-mandated health care bill, which some say is the model for the federal health care bill. So this isn't something new for me, and this isn't a new political position. I felt this way, you know, in during my entire legislative career. And I believe that the solutions to our health care crisis is to reduce the cost of health care, not turn those decisions over to the government. So what I would do, other than repealing Obamacare because it's unconstitutional and it's just going to increase our health care costs, what I would do is I'd work on issues like tort reform. I'd work on issues like standardized medical records. I'd be helping physicians and nurses and medical providers work to reduce the administrative burdens that they face. I'd want to allow the entrepreneurial spirit of this great nation, which would create free market solutions, such as allowing consumers to purchase insurance across state lines or allowing small businesses to combine their buying power to get better deals. You know, the people that I talk to on healthcare, the consumers, they're not afraid of healthcare quality. They're very happy with their healthcare quality. Geez, people come from all over the world to get access to our healthcare in the United States. What they're concerned about is the cost of health care. And in the federal bill known as Obamacare, or in the Massachusetts bill that I voted against in 06, we haven't done anything to reduce the cost of health care. All we've done is turn the decisions and the bureaucracy over to government. And so I want to repeal Obamacare, that's true, but I also want to reform the cost side.
Let's also talk about immigration. You last night called yourself a hardliner on immigration.
Right.
I think you just did also just a few minutes ago. What does that mean to you, a hardliner on immigration?
So when we talk illegal immigration, and I want to separate immigration from illegal immigration, this country is the story of immigration. We're all a nation of immigrants, and certainly one of the things that we need to do in the reform of immigration is to make the process for which someone can come to the United States better. We need to reform the process in which students come to the United States, workers come, and how someone can be granted citizenship. But when I say hardline on illegal immigration, I'm talking about actual border security with a physical fence, more border guard agents, not what they're doing now with this virtual technology. I also mean, as I did in the State House when I filed the Perry Amendment, which it's known as, I want to file that in Washington to say that no illegal immigrant in the United States should get access to any of our social entitlement benefits, whether that be welfare, housing, unemployment, workers' compensation, higher education. And we also need to take a hard line on employers. There's employers in this country who are taking advantage of illegal immigrant labor. And that is something that isn't being enforced, and the laws aren't strong enough to punish employers who repeatedly take advantages of illegal immigrants. And so when I say hardline, that's what I mean.
Jeff Perry, we have a caller who has two questions for you related to other sort of hot-button issues for conservatives. This is Charles from Dorchester. And Charles, what are the two issues you want to ask Jeff Perry about?
Yes, hi. I'd like to know whether how you would vote if Don't Ask, Don't Tell came to Congress if you were a sitting member, and how you would vote, whether you would vote to support, to repeal DOMA.
That being the Defense of Marriage Act.
Exactly.
Great, and that's on the first part of it, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I personally support the policy of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. However, I'm waiting for the study. There's a study being conducted right now where the military commanders, the folks in the field, our military generals, if you will, are being asked for their policies. I think it's appropriate, as things change, to take a look at that policy, but I don't think it's appropriate for members of Congress to interject while that study's going on. Personally, I think it works. It seems to have worked for decades. President Clinton supported it. President Bush has supported it. I believe President Obama has indicated he doesn't, but I want to read the study first. But personally, I think it's a policy that works and one that we should continue. And the second question was the Defense of Marriage Act signed by President Clinton. I think we need to take a look at that. I'm a states' rights guy. I think each state should be able to set the definition of marriage. But when it comes to federal benefits, it's a discussion that the country should have about what the policy of the United States should be.
Jeff Perry, these issues, the views you're outlining are for a place like Massachusetts considered quite conservative. And last night, yesterday, WBUR reporter Fred Tice was out in your district talking to voters.
Okay.
In Hingham, he spoke to a man named Joseph Kaminsky who voted for you. Here's what Kaminsky said.
I believe in small government, and I would certainly hope that we can get people into Congress who are going to reverse whatever's been going on there, even the Republicans who have been very bad.
Now, Jeff Perry, Kaminsky also described you, in his view, as a Tea Party candidate. Would you describe yourself as a Tea Party candidate?
I think many of the motivating issues that have spurred the Tea Party movement I am in line with, whether it be the issues of illegal immigration, whether it be the issues of the federal takeover of our health care system, or whether it be the overspending, the national debt, almost $14 trillion, when I go to Tea Party meetings and speak before them, and there's three active Tea Party groups in this district, one in Quincy, one in Pembroke, known as Plymouth Rock, and one on the Cape, the people that I see there, they're good Americans, they're concerned about the future of their country, and the same values that they talk about at their meetings are many of the same things I talk about in the campaign. So I am happy to have the support of people who call themselves Tea Party patriots.
Jeff Perry, you obviously took a lot of heat during the primary for your supervisory role over an officer under your command who conducted illegal strip searches of teenage girls, which we mentioned earlier. Now, Republican voters seem not to have held that against you. But here's your new Democratic opponent, Bill Keating, last night.
And to my opponent, Jeff Perry, I've got a question for you. Mr. Perry, you stood five steps away as your partner in the force sexually assaulted a young girl. Well, Mr. Perry, if you couldn't see something so despicable happening right under your nose, how on earth can we depend on you to see what's going on in Washington?
Now, Jeff Perry, Keating has also said that he's going to, quote, hold you accountable. And you said you knew this was coming. So what's your response to Keating?
Well, my response is it's very sad and disappointing that my opponent would use his victory speech to start throwing mud at me already. You know, your opportunity on election night is to, one, obviously thank your supporters and to reflect on the campaign. But I think more important than that, it's an opportunity for you to send a message to the people who are listening, the voters who may have not been with you in the primary or the members of the other party. It's an opportunity to send them a message to say, what's your campaign all about? So what did I do? I talked about the issues that I want to work in Congress. I talked about my values. I talked about things that I would support as a member of Congress. And I certainly am not going to use my victory speech or the opportunity to talk to the voters on national media to throw mud at an opponent. Now, you're right. My primary opponent made it the central point of his campaign. He did mailings. He did radio ads. Every chance he got to talk to the media, he tried to do this guilt by association thing. That wasn't new for me. When I ran for office the first time in 2002, I was a challenger to a Democratic incumbent. In fact, I'm the last Republican to beat a Democratic incumbent, and the same tactic was used. It didn't work in 2002. It didn't work in the Republican primary. I've won five elections in a row with folks trying to throw mud at me. I am a very positive, optimistic person. I'm going to stay true to my values and talk about the issues. And I think if Mr. Keating decides to make this a negative campaign, he's going to do it at his own peril and have the same result on Election Day that others who have tried.
Jeff Perry is a state representative and the Republican candidate for the 10th Congressional District. Jeff Perry, thanks for coming on Radio Boston.
Thanks for the opportunity. If people want to find out more, then go to the website, which is jeffperryforcongress.com.
We also invited Jeff Perry's Democratic opponent, Bill Keating, to join us today, but Keating's office said he was unavailable.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.